Tristan. I see Tristan coming on board back again, and I see he's with some really very sharply dressed team right here.
Yeah, they actually are very sharply dressed. It's actually going to be Lost Spectrum, and they're doing game design, so it's going to be on the Windows Phone 8. So we're going to talk to them a little bit. Do you mind going and grab them?
Let's do that.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
So as Wilson goes and grabs them, we'll go ahead and introduce you to Lost Spectrum here. All right, so I want you guys just go and introduce yourselves and, kind of say your name and where you guys are from. And then I want to hear all about Lost Spectrum and what you guys have up your sleeve.
All right, my name is Zach Wynn.
I'm James Richardson.
I'm Paul Nesbitt.
I'm Lauren Trong.
So Lost Spectrum is a game for Windows 8 phone. It's a fast-paced action game. The levels last 5 seconds each, and as you play, it goes from black and white to full colors.
Oh, wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. Can we eventually get it on my phone?
We'd love to. Absolutely.
Oh, good. So, what is this game? Were you guys just trying? What are you guys trying to get? You know what I mean? What is the biggest thing you're trying to get in games? Because it's obviously mobile markets are really hard to get into. Everyone wants to develop a game. You know what I mean? Think about what Angry Birds turned into. You know, the $1 game that is now a multi-million dollar game.
Yeah. I wouldn't say it's hard to get into. I guess it's hard to stand out.
Okay.
Because it is a really low barrier entry. Anyone can make a game now. You have to have a very low amount of actual coding knowledge to get started. But once you get started, it's all about what you actually do with the people that you're working with. And I love my team because the way we're doing our game with it turning from black and white to full colors, we wanted to do that because it gave us a way to increase the difficulty of the game without actually having to change anything. It changes how the game feels. A black and white game feels a little slower, and while a full color game, it feels faster without actually having to change anything. It's like making your character stay the same speed while slowing down everything else around you to give you the illusion of speed.
So what kind of game is it? Platform, action-based? What type of genre is it?
It is definitely a puzzle-based action game.
Okay.
Each little level is about 5 seconds long. It's puzzle-based, so it really, stresses your brain playing a little bit.
It's good.
And the backstory behind the whole game, the whole story behind it is an evil panda has taken all the color from your world, your forest. You, the chameleon, have to get all the color back. So that's why we're going from black, white to color.
Nice.
And all these mini-games, you get color back very, very gradually. And every so often, we have a cutscene to the storyline that moves the storyline along.
So is the chameleon, is that?
Oh, yeah, these are the chameleons we have right now on our shirts. Yeah.
Nice, very nice, very nice. So you guys were here for a little bit, exploring San Francisco. What did you guys think of the area? Have you guys been to San Francisco or California in general?
This is my first time to San Francisco.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it was amazing. It was really cool.
Second time. We were here earlier for the last time. We were here with the Accelerator program for Microsoft. And we basically came out, we got to see this office, we got to see, they toured all this around, so it's really nice to be back. It feels a lot more comfortable than the first time we're out. And just the environment of California, the weather of California is so wonderful.
Well, yeah, it's sunny. I mean, it's been great. I'm from Seattle, where it kind of rains a little bit more than sunny. So I'm happy to be down here. Well, that's good. So what do you guys see in the future? I mean, are you guys going to go take this startup and go ahead and ship it? Because I really want to play this game.
Oh, yeah. We are so excited. We're ready to release start beta version at the end of the month. And that's what we want to do. We want to get it out so that we can start getting some feedback, have people talk about, all right, well, I don't like this, I like this. And then we can start changing from there. And even if that doesn't work, we have so many projects on the back burner we'd love to get started.
Great. Well, I look forward to seeing what you guys have, and I really appreciate it, the time and effort you guys are coming out here. And I'm really excited to see what game you have. And I want to be going to be a beta tester in the month. I'm going to have to keep in contact to make sure this happens. Well,
all right.
Perfect. Well, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.